Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 8:40 on this Tuesday morning. It's going to be a fun and exciting weekend coming up at the St. Clair County Community College Fieldhouse. It is the second annual Wolverine Invitational. This is wheelchair basketball, and joining us right now, talk a little bit more about wheelchair basketball and the Wolverine Invitational, U of M wheelchair basketball head coach Jessica Wynn. Coach Jessica, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing well, thanks. And alum from U of M, wheelchair basketball athlete, Alex Sala. Alex, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Alex, I want to start with you. Tell us what wheelchair basketball is for people that have never really witnessed this amazing sport.
Well, wheelchair basketball primarily, I mean, a lot of it is the same as it is for able-bodied basketball. I mean, you move around, you got to dribble the ball down the court, get in the hoop, you know, be in normal defense. I would say biggest difference is the fact that you're in the chair. You don't have that lateral movement from side to side that able-bodied people would have. So a lot of the sport is trying to push, stop somebody's momentum, and then gain back some ground on them, basically, is how you would play it.
How'd you get involved in it?
I started my freshman year of high school back in, I think, 2012. I ended up being bedridden for about a month, and I was told about it by my family, and I went and started it at a small team that was in Detroit, and since then it kind of skyrocketed for me.
Coach, how about for you? How did you get involved in this?
Well, for me, I came in to more looking at adaptive sports, so my background is in education and education of students with disabilities. So that was my passion area. And I'm a basketball player at heart, played college basketball and just played basketball my entire life, ambulatory basketball. So after volunteering with University of Michigan Adaptive Sports and Fitness, and over time, I ended up just getting in the chair, just, you know, coming to check it out. And Dr. O's, our director, is fantastic and really encouraged me to give it a try. And over time, it was a perfect blend of my passion areas. I love coaching. I love basketball. I love bringing people together. So it was great. I'm still new as an athlete playing wheelchair basketball. So they beat me pretty much every time we have practice, but I'm getting better.
So
I'm getting better.
And so when you coach, you get in the chair as a coach, right?
Yes, sometimes. It depends on what we're doing. So a lot of the times if we're in drills, to be honest, a lot of the things the players are teaching me, because that's not my everyday reality. I'm not an expert on how to move the chair and chair skills. But I do get into the middle of drills, and I do use a chair to play. I compete. And so it depends on what we're doing. So I'm in and out. But if we're playing, I'm fully in the chair. I'm locked in. And even after, where I would typically kind of shoot around and stand up, I prefer the chair now. So I like playing wheelchair basketball a little better.
That's interesting. Alex, you've got to have tremendous upper body strength to do this, and quick reflexes too, don't you?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I would say since I started wheelchair basketball, my shoulders have been quite strong. They've gotten quite strong over the years, to say the least.
So. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. This is going to be a fun weekend at SC4. We're looking forward to the Wolverine Invitational. Coach Jessica, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on this weekend with this tournament.
Sure, absolutely. So our Wolverine Invitational, this is our second year having it. We're so grateful to be partnering with SC4. I know that's your alma mater, so I hope to see you out there as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have a lot of teams coming from Canada, from Michigan. And so the whole idea of what we're doing, to make sure that we bring basketball and accessibility to sports.
Now, Coach, we're starting.
Come to this.
There you go. Sorry, we were losing you there.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I apologize.
Right.
Yes, I was saying that for us, our mission is to bring people together in greater Mission community, not just at the University of Michigan. So you'll see teams competing, and it's going to be a fantastic weekend, full of games, high action, high level playing. If you want to see some of the best players that you'll ever see play the game, you should come on out to the tournament. So it's going to be fantastic. Some teams that we've played before, some new teams. So this is exciting. We're looking forward to a great weekend full of ball.
It looks like it's going to be great. Best times to be there. It looks like Friday night, 6:30 is the first game on the schedule. Michigan taking on the Brampton Crashers. What can you tell us about Brampton?
Yeah, thank you for asking. Our first tip-off game, you know, Brampton is a fantastic team. They're out of Ontario, Canada, and so they have connections through us. We have our assistant director has connections to Canada. That's wheelchair basketball over there, and we have great relationships with Canadian players. So this is going to be a clash for sure. So I'm looking forward. They have a fantastic team, great history of outstanding players that have played and up to national level. So we're looking forward to going head to head against them.
It'll be 6:30 on Friday night, and then all day Saturday you've got tournament play. It starts at 8:30 in the morning, and then the third place game and the championship game will be played Sunday starting at 8:30 in the morning, continuing until 3 in the afternoon. The champion will be crowned. Alex, it's going to be a lot of fun to have all these athletes together playing basketball this weekend. Obviously, it's going to be pretty competitive, but I mean, you're going to see a lot of folks there that that are all, you know, doing the same thing, adaptive sports.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that happens every tournament for me. It's just the amount of excitement I have over seeing all these new people playing the sport, seeing all the people I've known previously that have played the sport, and just honestly just playing the game. I mean, since 2 weeks ago, I've just been like shaking with excitement to eventually like get on the court again, because it's been months since we were able to do it for the last season. So I honestly can't wait.
Oh, that's fantastic. Jessica, you mentioned that you specialize in adaptive sports. I'm not sure everybody knows exactly what that means. There's going to be a wheelchair sports clinic taking place at SC4 this Friday afternoon, which will feature other sports too. So it's not just wheelchair basketball, right?
That's right. So when we talk about adaptive sports or para sports, the whole idea, if you really break it down in a simple way, is to give people access to sports. So there are ways that we can adapt or change a sport, and really they're their own sports in and of themselves, so that everyone can play. So you'll see some wheelchair rugby, you'll see some wheelchair tennis and wheelchair basketball. The clinics are open to everyone, so that's a good way to get yourself introduced to the sports and see which one you really love.
Yeah. Find out more on the SC4 website, sc4.edu. I'll ask you both of this. Coach Jessica, I'll start with you. What do you most want people to know about adaptive sports, and in particular wheelchair basketball?
Sure. Thank you for asking. I think the main thing that I would like people to know is that adaptive sports are for everyone. It's not just giving people who need access or with disabilities an opportunity to play. It's giving everyone an opportunity to play sport. So children can play, and just I would love for everyone to know that they're welcome in the sports and that they can continue to compete as long as they can, and that people with disabilities are able and fantastic athletes, and just be able to see more people have that in their vocabulary and have that as a part of their recreation. To me, that would be a dream come true.
Alex, how about you? What do you want people to know about this sport?
I mean, it's kind of piggyback off of what Jessica said. I mean, I think the inclusivity that we're trying to ignite and spark is probably one of the biggest things. Another thing as well is just so that way people understand that there's an opportunity out there for those with disabilities, like myself and the rest of the team as well, that there is sports that they can play, that there is things they can do, extracurricular activities after school, after like work, things like that, just so that way there's something for them to do.
Well, it's fantastic. We'll be watching this weekend at the Fieldhouse Friday night, all day Saturday, and Sunday morning as well. We wish you all the best. Good luck at the Wolverine Invitational this weekend. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
All right, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.